Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on Thursday, July 19th. The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133. I'm your host, Jackie Balestra, and I'm on my own this morning as Joe Terry had a meeting at the ridiculous hour of 6 o'clock this morning, and he's unable to join us, so thank you very much for tuning in. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and I can't imagine a better place to do just that. Now, you can find out more about the show on Facebook at facebook.com/TheSouthBayShow or visit the website at www.thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show, and this morning we have a couple of representatives from the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association, Kristen Sweet Pekarek and Robert Wynn. Now, Kristen Pekarek is the president of the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association in Palos Verdes Estates, and she serves on the PTA at her son's elementary school. Now, giving back to the community is near and dear to Kristen's heart, as she's a big believer in Marion Wright Edelman's quote, "Service is the rent we pay for living." She hopes her two sons, Jake and Zach, will follow her example, eventually becoming community leaders and are civic-minded wherever they may find themselves. When Kristen isn't traveling with her husband and sons, you can often find her at cooking classes or at the Lunada Bay Little League cheering on her boys. Now, Robert Wynn is the president and founder of Wynn Communications. He's a contributor to Forbes, where he writes a column on public relations and has provided public relations counsel to many leading universities. Robert started Wynn Communications after serving as director of communications for USC's Marshall School of Business. He is a graduate of Vanderbilt University and earned a master's degree in communications from the University of Texas at Austin. His firm hosts three exclusive networking events each year for business, medical, and engineering schools, where top universities network with 20 reporters from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, CNN, Forbes, Fortune, and more. Robert is the author of Straight Talk About Public Relations, an Amazon bestseller, and has worked as a reporter for Newsweek magazine and the Los Angeles Times. Now, this morning, we're going to learn about the different events the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association organizes for the community each year, and I guess we're going to refer to that as LBHOA. That's the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association. They do a lot for the community, and we're specifically going to talk about the summer concert series, which is held in Lunada Bay Park this Sunday, July 22nd, from 5 to 7 p.m., Hollywood U2, a U2 tribute band, will be playing, and we all plan on being there. Kristen, Robert, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Jackie, for having us.
Thank you, Jackie. Great to be here.
Hey, you know what? It's summertime. The sun's shining. We live in the South Bay. Does it get any better than that?
Gorgeous
day today.
No, it does
not.
Yeah.
I know, right?
And finally, some of the June gloom has lifted.
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because the last 2 days we have had the June gloom. But it's so funny because I always find that, well, this year we had a lousy winter. It was gray all winter, straight through the spring, and it was like on July 1st, somebody flipped a switch and the sun came out, you know? So we've had a very, very nice July so far. Although, as I said, I did mention the last 2 days was a little gloomy, but that wasn't so bad after that incredible heat wave we had for about a week there. That was true.
That was a much welcome reprieve. I would rather have that gloom than that heat any day.
Yeah. You know, I'm in the Riviera section of the South Bay. Our house, I think, was built originally in 1951, and we remodeled when we bought the house many years ago. But we don't have air conditioning. And I'm finding that most of the people that live in the area just don't have air conditioning, so it can get a little hot when we get that 1 or 2 weeks of
right
a little sticky. Anyway, so as I mentioned, our topic this morning is this summer concert series up in Lunada Bay. So let's start with a little history. Kristen, give us a little of the backstory of the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association, please.
Sure. It's a nonprofit organization that's run by volunteers and funded by member donations. And we host seasonal events. One of the largest events that we do is the summer concert series that Rob will be speaking about. But we have other seasonal events, and it's dedicated to Lunada Bay area residents. And what we do, Jackie, is we advocate neighborhood interests within with the city government. We encourage preservation of our parklands here, and we pursue other special projects that residents would like to see happen.
That's interesting. Go ahead.
Just to give some background, I'm going to say that the LBHOA was founded maybe about 15 to 18 years ago, and one of those founders was Robin DeBrawl, who still lives here. And it really was just that, a group of women who got together and said, hey, we want to do some, you know, special projects in the area. Like, we want to have the fountain restored. We want to see the park have a nice pergola. And they would work together, raise funds, work with the city, and then make those things happen.
You know, I find that absolutely fascinating, what you just said. A group of people came together out of nowhere. Somebody mm-hmm. thought something up and said, we can do this. It takes a certain type of person to initiate something like that. And you said it was only 15, 18 years ago that this happened. That's interesting. So how did you get involved with the organization, Kristen?
Well, when we first moved here about 5 years ago, I saw this little banner that said Harvest Festival at the plaza. And I thought, oh, you know, we used to live in Manhattan Beach. So I thought, oh, this is great. Maybe it'll be like some of the stuff that we had in Manhattan Beach. So I went up to the plaza, and it was amazing. There was all these families and kids, and everyone was running around having a great time. And I thought, oh, I want to find out more about this. And I have a background in events, so I thought maybe I can help to make this little festival bigger and better next year. So that's really how I got started. And I met a mother at school, and she said, oh, I'm on that board. She said, come to the next meeting. I went to the next meeting, and next thing you know, I was at the Harvest Festival helping out the next year.
I love that. I absolutely love that. As I said, it takes a special type of person to get involved mm-hmm. in a community organization like this. Robert, can you tell us how you became involved with the LBHOA?
The short answer is I was kidnapped.
By me. He went to an event. That's how it works around here.
Kristen is well known throughout the community for being a leader and volunteering for a lot of things. And so is my wife, Dawn. Dawn was the president of the PTA at Lunada Bay Elementary School for the last 2 years. And so whenever we went somewhere, I was just, you know, the husband in the background. So this was my chance to do something and volunteer like many other people had been doing for a while. So I think I've been just with the board maybe 6 months or 9 months now, helping out with the publicity, selling or taking donations for food at the events, you know, bringing the chairs there, doing the publicity for, you know, the leaders like Kristen and Bill Ayler and Peter and some of the others, just helping out with some of the projects. So it's I'm on the concert committee, and then I help out with the publicity. And then we've all done a lot of work on that Beautify Lunada Bay, that that gorgeous restoration of the trails near the elementary school. So I'm sort of in a less of a supervisory, but I'm, you know, more of a service position. So with the bigwigs like Kristen running things, and so people like me like to help out and be involved. And there's more than just the concert series, which is coming up like on Sunday with Hollywood U2. There's also the Harvest Festival, and then Santa comes to visit the kids and brings snow every year. There's a lot of great things, and I just wanted to be involved.
Yeah, well, oh, and I have to ask you, your background is communications. Did the board, because I've sat on a couple of boards. I've been an active board member for nonprofits, and they generally, when they look for people that have a background in what they need. For instance, one of the boards I sat on needed a treasurer, and I have an accounting background. So, you know, they came to me and asked me if I could help them out. Robert, was that your situation, that it was known that you are an expert in communications and they needed assistance with their marketing for the events or the organization? Or did you think, you know, I know about the
organization. Yeah, I always want to do something different. I always want to, like, bring the ice or help out with the sound checks or things like that. And they say, oh, no, we got someone else to do that. We need you to do the PR and help us with the website and the other stuff. So whenever you try to get out of your comfort zone, people don't let you.
Jackie, and as someone who has recruited him, you know exactly why I recruited him.
Yes. Yes, no, I get that. It's there's a niche for everybody, you know. Everybody has their skill sets, and particularly nonprofit organizations, you know, because they don't have huge budgets. You have to find the right people for the right job. You know, just technical stuff. How often does your board meet?
We meet monthly on the third Monday of every month. And it's typically for about 2 to 3 hours.
All right. And you know, for anybody that is not familiar with Lunada Bay, it's on the Palos Verdes Peninsula. It's a beautiful community. Kristen, can you give us a little background on the community just in general, the general area? Tell us what's there, you know, for people that aren't familiar with it.
Mm-hmm, sure. So Lunada Bay is kind of situated, a lot of it is high up on the cliff, whether you're in Lower Lunada Bay or Upper Lunada Bay. I feel like it's one of the few areas where so many homes have ocean views just because it's on this the hill here. So, and it's really, we always refer to it kind of as like a Mayberry. We have our own little league team that does a parade through town. Everybody knows each other. We have our own elementary school. We also have a plaza, as we talked about. So it's really, it's a beautiful area. And I think for a lot of people, it feels like the way you probably grew up. In fact, I know a lot of people who went to school in the kindergarten classes that clearly enjoyed it so much, they brought their own children back to raise them here. Mm. So it's really a special place. And it's also interesting in that we have all age groups living here. We have people who moved here in the 50s, and they're still here. And then we have people who are aging, so they're leaving their homes and selling them. And we have a whole new younger generation that is moving in. And lots of Manhattan Beach transplants, oddly enough. There's a top-notch school system here. And, you know, and
yes,
like I said, we have this little plaza that has a new market, the Lunada Market in Delhi, which is a mini Whole Foods, if you will. So you don't have to leave the area, which makes it so special. We have a barber shop. We have a sushi restaurant. We have a hardware store, clothing store, pizza. So it's really just one of those special areas that, you know, it's urbanization at its best, I think.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful, the plaza area and where your shops and market is. And that was a fairly new market. It's what, been there about 2 years. We had the proprietor on the show when they first opened the Lunada Bay Market.
That's a great amenity.
Yes.
1 year. July marks 1 year that they've been open.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's only 1 year. Okay, wow. Well, we do a lot of shows, so time kind of flies for us. But it's a beautiful town center, I guess you would call it, and highly walkable. You know.
Very.
And what you were mentioning earlier about the people that live there. My husband and I know several people that live in Lunada Bay. They grew up there. And they stayed there. Their family, you know, they're bringing their kids up there. It's a very special neighborhood. And I also remember when I first moved to the South Bay, I remember somebody saying something about, yeah, everybody that lives in Manhattan Beach wants to live on the Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And they're starting to make that happen.
Yes. And, of course, as you mentioned, fantastic school system. Really, really, really fantastic school system, and that's one of the driving forces when people are looking to relocate and move. And
absolutely,
it's a big deal. It's a nice little neighborhood. So, Robert, you mentioned that you are involved in with the summer concerts. Do you have a committee? Do you have a committee for the summer concert series?
Yeah, we have a guy named Jeff Hu who's been running it and doing a great job, and Stan and I have been helping out. And so what Jeff did was go through Los Angeles and other parts of the area in Southern California and find out who's touring at the same time. So if someone's getting a really, really good band or performer and they're going to be in Los Angeles on Saturday and they cost a lot of money because they're really good – well, because we're a nonprofit, maybe we can get a great deal on Sunday. So that's how we've been able to get some really, really good concerts. We started off with a blues band, kind of an R&B group that was just fantastic. And they had opened for a lot of big acts. And then we had somebody, I forget his name, is Julian, but his group is called Erotic City. And he is a Prince cover band artist. So he looks a little bit like Prince. He dances like Prince. And he was performing a big show on Saturday. So we were able to get him for our small concert venue on Sunday. And he just tore down the house. He brought all the kids up on stage. He had a lot of Prince's dance moves. I think I hurt my hip just watching him. And he's doing one of his splits. It's like, yeah, people over 40 should not be doing that. So he was fantastic. And then, of course, you were picking the most popular group of the year, where we've had a lot of people come from. I see some of my old friends from Redondo Beach. It's like, what are you doing up here? Say, oh, Hollywood U2 is playing. And they're a huge draw. The group is obviously a U2 cover band. But if you don't want to spend $200 and 3 hours driving to the Rose Bowl, to watch U2, or spending $250 to go to the Staples Center and watch U2, you can come down here this Sunday. Phenomenal group. The lead singer, he sings One Tree Hill as well as Bono. I mean, it's just, they really, I mean, I think the concert starts at 5:00. The seating will probably be gone by 3 or 3:30. It'll be standing room only after that.
Wow.
I don't know if Jeff or Kristen or Peter or whoever it was originally found where they found this group, but the third year in a row they've been there, Kristen?
Yeah, I believe Kenny found the group when he was working on the concert.
Yes, one of our council members and board members. But they are they just do a phenomenal job. So this is... They're all highlights, but this may be the number one highlight of the summer.
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with the band, and I'm familiar that they have played there the last year or two because I post those concerts on my website. So tell us a little bit about the venue, Robert. Where is it? How big is it? How many people attend these concerts?
Well, usually we have about 300. So this one, I think, will be closer to 500. Because it's a big draw and a lot of people are in town. So this is going to be, like Kristen said, near the Lunada Bay Market on PV Drive West. And I should know the cross street, but I don't. But it's that park. It's past Via Cornell. It's on the way to Terania, but maybe like a mile past Via Cornell on the right side. It's a beautiful park. It's where the fountain has been refurbished and set to go. It's a nice little park area. It's not quite our own Greek amphitheater because it's not into the ground, but it's the closest thing we have to it. And it's near the Lunada Bay Hardware Store, which is kind of like our own little Mayberry place. It's like a much smaller, better version of Home Depot, but with nice people there who know their stuff. So, but the people bring their park chairs or their lawn chairs and their blankets and tables, and they start staking it out by around 2 or 3 o'clock. And
all right.
It's going to go on. This event's going to go on for about 2 hours. There's food from the Lunada Bay Market. We'll have some beverages from the Homeowners Association, but it's really good. The nice thing is people aren't sitting like right up next to the stage. So there's a place for kids to dance and bring your family up there. There's food, there's bathrooms, there's sorts of things. So it's really for the Lunada Bay community. And we do a really, 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 really good job for this. So I got to this event, I'm sort of helping out, but it's, you know, the train was already running by the time I got there and running really well. So, you know, I'm glad to bring the ice and do other things and move some chairs and tables.
Hey, everybody needs ice. Speaking of, when did these concerts begin? Do you remember?
It's been about a decade, I believe, that they've been running.
All right.
It used to be just 2 or 3 per year, Jackie, and then we had a board member come on, and Kenny Coe, who's now currently our city council member, and he said, I want to take this from 3 to 6, and he made that leap, and he did it maybe 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and did a great job with it, and there's no turning back. In fact, people want more concerts, but we just don't know if we have the manpower and bandwidth to handle something like that. Concerts are a lot of work. I always tell people you don't realize the time and planning that goes into this. We start in January, and then you're still, there's so much to do a month before. You know, it's like a little mini wedding. You have to check back in with the band, make sure they have sound, make sure some bands come with a rider, believe it or not. You have to have tables, chairs, tents. You know, we have libations for donation that we sell. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts that happen with these concerts. So, but 6, it's quite an undertaking, and our board does an excellent job with it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because when I started my website 7 years ago. And I remember when I was posting the information for this concert series, as you said, it was only 2 or 3 each year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed a few years ago that it bumped up to 5 or 6. What was the impetus for that? I mean, I understand that somebody came forward and said they wanted to do that, but you know, every city in the South Bay has outdoor summer concerts now. It wasn't like that 7 years ago. There were just a couple,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's got them, and they're super popular. Was that part of it? Did somebody say? I think you said his name was Kenny. Did he see the draw that the concerts on the Redondo Beach Pier have, or the concerts in Pollywog Park? Did he see that and say, we need to do more with this?
Absolutely. He saw, you know, at that time too, it was just certain bands, right? When you only have 2 to 3 concerts,
right,
you can't kind of hit all the genres of music that you'd like to. And as I talked about, with such a wide age range in Lunada Bay, you know, there's people, they want to hear Hollywood do too, and then there's other people, they want to hear classical music, and there's people who want to hear
mm-hmm.
Motown, and there's people who want to hear country. So Kenny just, you know, as a council member, as you would imagine, he's extremely civic-minded and just thought, well, let's see if we can kind of get one concert, you know, for each of the different age groups or, you know, genres, and see if we can, you know, make everybody happy.
I think the interesting thing, Kristen, was some of the elderly people were really getting into Prince. That was fantastic. And some of the youngsters who were not around in the 1980s when Purple Rain came out also liked it as well. So that was kind of that cut across all demographics. And, you know, I went to the cutting edge, but they're probably pretty mainstream. But, you know, we're not having, like, Up With People or, you know, that sort of, you know, the dated stuff. But we're, you know, trying to keep it current that the next generation of Lunada Bay leaders can also enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get that. And as I said, I'm familiar with the various summer concert series, and everybody has their own way of doing it. I remember last year El Segundo does their concerts in the park, and they do 4 a year. And last year they did 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, each concert. So the first one was from the 70s, and then they did the 80s, you know, and they found bands that fit that particular, you know, music genre, period. Everybody does it, but it's interesting, Kristen, because, as I said, I've been posting the information about your concerts for years, and I remember when I saw the schedule the first time Hollywood U2 was going to be playing, and I thought, wow, that's different. That's not what they normally do at that concert series, and I thought, I hope they are prepared for the crowd.
We were not prepared, Jackie. It's funny you should mention that, because about 700 people showed up. And but, you know, everything is a learning experience. There were so many people that they were out on the median across PV Drive. The police were there just to make sure everything was okay. And we said, what the heck? You know, these aren't all Lunada Bay people. And it, as we found out, the band sent out an email to their membership base. And so people from all over came to see them play, you know, because it's a free concert. I would imagine typically when you go to see them, it's at a venue where you have to pay. And maybe people just thought, hey, let's go, you know, to a nice area and have a picnic and be by the water. So we realized that we have to do something to kind of keep control of the crowds, just for everybody's safety.
So we said, please
don't email your base because it's more than we can handle.
Email your base for the symphonic concerts or some of the smaller ones, but Hollywood U2, I think it will get out there.
Okay, I have to take a little credit for that because I remember when I posted that, and because I can see how many clicks that post generated.
It was a lot.
It was in the thousands. It was quite a bit. Yeah.
Just
people looking at it. You know, they're clicking on to read all the details. I can't account for how many people show up, but I remember thinking that. I said, wow, I hope that they are prepared for this. Because that's a big jump. You know, that's a big deal. So, you mentioned about how you choose the bands. You take into account the different demographics in your neighborhood. Tell me, I don't know, both of you should answer this. What has the feedback been like from the residents, from the businesses, from the visitors? What's the feedback and what's the reaction been? You want to go first, Kristen?
Sure. The feedback is fantastic. People love it. They wish we had more. The market, we have the market bring out a grill and grill food, so there's food for purchase, so that's been great for them just for exposure. A lot of people, you know, you smell the grill, you smell the burgers, the hot dogs, the salmon, the filet kebabs, so you know, inevitably go over, you try one, you meet Rick and Jocelyn, so that's great for them, just for publicity. And so people, they think this is amazing. I mean, they can walk, they can drink, they can eat, they hear great music. This sounds like, you know, a great way to spend your Sunday afternoon, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
and it's a safe place for the kids, too. All the kids,
yeah.
You know, they're all, you see a lot of, you know, no matter whether it's a classic band, a Motown band, or Hollywood U2, you see a lot of the kids out there with their parents too. And it's a safe place, so they have a little bit of freedom and they can, you know, kind of walk around, listen to the music, go buy some food, see their friends. So all in all, I feel like people really enjoy it.
And Robert, has that been your experience as well?
I think so. The nice thing about the concert series is people get to know the Lanada Bay Homeowners Association. So we also get a few people who sign up there every week. And I think we're setting records this year for people signing up for our organization. And people say, oh, what do you guys do? We say, well, we've done the Beautify Lanada Bay walking trails and native plants in front of the elementary school. We've also done meeting with Santa and the snow day and the harvest festival and help with the restoration of the fountain and all these things, you know, working with the government, working with the people, working with local businesses. And then they come to the park and they say, oh, I didn't know you guys did all that. All right, well, here, let me chip in. Let me help. And so I think it's good not only just to have these free summer concerts, but it's also good to let people know what we're doing and how they can be involved. I think that's how I got involved. And I saw the people up on the stage and saying, hey, here's Hollywood U2 or here's the Prince cover band or other types of things. And then someone would give a brief speech and I thought, oh, I can do that. I can help out. I didn't realize how much work it would be, but I'm glad
yeah.
that I've done it. Because it's when Kristen signs you up, she doesn't tell you that. She just says, oh, it'll be fun. So, but you do,
you're,
you know,
making
a great
difference
sense of
in your community. And you're making a difference in your community.
Yeah, well, as I said, it takes a very special type of person to step up and take these things on. I have to tell you a funny story. We've lived in our home for 30 years. And have either of you heard of National Night Out? It happens the first Tuesday in August every year. It's been happening for like 35 years or something. And
no, I have not.
Well, it's a big deal across the country. And there are several it was created by law enforcement as a way for people to get out on the street, meet your neighbors, know what your neighbors look like, and a way to prevent crime. And I'd been waiting for years for somebody on my block to step up and take this and run with it, and nobody did. So last year, I took it upon myself to do that, and boy, oh boy, talk about a lot of work. But it was a big success last year, and this year we're taking it a step further, and we're going to we applied for a street closure permit, so we're going to make it into a full-fledged block party this year. I have spent the last over 2 months getting signatures from every resident on the street. I mean, it's a lot of work. So I know firsthand, Robert, I know firsthand what you're talking about. Listen, we're going to take a quick station break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jackie Balestra. You're listening to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight. Our guests are Kristen Sweet Pekarek. Kristen, am I saying that right? Pekarek?
No, it's not right. It's Pekarek. Yes.
Pekarek. Okay, I apologize. Kristen Pekarek and Robert Wynn from the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association. And we're learning about all the fabulous work this organization does for the community. And as I mentioned, this Sunday, July 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m., Hollywood U2 will be playing at Lunada Bay Park. It's a free event. It's going to be a beautiful evening, and we hope to see all of you there. Now, if you'd like to get in on the conversation with a question or a comment, you can give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. And we're back. Before, I know that there's a couple of other things we're going to discuss that the LBHOA does for the community, but before we get there, I wanted to ask about I know that these events start out small. They're grassroots events, right? They start out small, mm-hmm. and then they gradually get bigger and bigger. How are you working with your community resources, the police department, the fire department? How did that happen? Do you go to them and say, "Hey, we want to put on this concert"? What do we have to do? How does that work, Kristen?
Well, first, what you have to do is you have to work with the city, because you have to get some permits in place and you have to let the city know that you have an event going on. And then inevitably that will trickle down to the police, so they will know and they will be there to kind of monitor and make sure everything is going well and there's no, you know, kind of funny activity, because in this day and age, unfortunately, you have to be, you know, cognizant of that. So and we have a great relationship with the police, fantastic. We're lucky enough to have our own police force. A lot of people do not, just our neighbors right down the street in Rolling Hills Estates, Rancho Palos Verdes, they have the sheriff. And I can tell you the sheriff would not be stopping by a little local concert to make sure that things are going okay and there's nobody lurking around. So we're so lucky to have that. So, you know, they know, they get the schedule, and, you know, we're always in communication with both the city, our city manager, council members, and a lot of the council members actually go to the concert, and the police. So, you know, we are so lucky that we have all those ties within the community.
And that's your police department, didn't you? Wasn't that on the ballot recently?
That was.
Whether or not you were going to keep your
the
police.
City, yeah, Measure E.
Yes, it was a very hotly contested, unfortunately, ballot measure, but ultimately it was passed by 67% of the residents. It had a record turnout in terms of people who went out to vote. They've never seen those kind of numbers, but it was divisive in some cases. And next door is an interesting little beast, Jackie, I'm sure, as you know. I think what's unfortunate is it was created to bring neighborhoods together and neighbors together, but in some instances, it really creates a divide.
But, hey, let's talk about the positive. Let's talk about the positive, Kristen, because Kristen and her husband, Joe, were very instrumental in Measure E, and they did a great job in going door-to-door. So sometimes when we have a ballot measure like this, or the community can come together, and like Kristen said, very high turnout, 67% of the votes. We saved our police force. And I think we're all really proud of that. You know, I mean, a concert series is one thing, it's something to do, but saving our police force, keeping the city, you know, one of the safest in all of California, not just all in Los Angeles, but really, the Palos Verdes Estates is one of the safest cities in all of California. So very, very proud that we could keep our you know, very professional, world-class police force. And, you know, it's a safe place. It's a fun place. A lot of people don't even know it exists. I didn't know until my wife wanted to move here a few years ago. And I was like, what's that place over there with the hill that I always see in the distance? So, you know, so on the positive side, you know, the community did come together for that. So very, very, very happy about
that. Yes. Over the last few years, just about every community in the South Bay has had contentious measures up on ballots. We know that Hermosa dealt with the oil situation. You know, there's been a lot of stuff going on, but there is absolutely something to be said for having your own police department. They know you. They know your kids.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They they intimately know the community. They know who the troublemakers are. That, you know, they know all this, and as you know, absolutely something to be said for that. I know that there are some other cities in the South Bay that are looking at possibly contracting with, you know, other LA County services, whether it's fire, police. But
good.
Yeah,
hey, listen,
great
it's all it's all up to them and how they want to do it. You know, city
right.
by city. That's
right.
It's their choice. But in our community, we made the choice that we thought was best for us, and for the
yes.
For the homeowners, for the students, for the businesses, and you know, we're very proud of the way it worked out, and so it's you know, I think we're riding a really good wave right now in Palos Verdes Estates.
No, that's great to hear. I was glad to see that measure passed. Okay, so. Kristen, we had been emailing back and forth this week, and the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association organizes a few other community events. Now, we mentioned the Harvest Festival and Santa, so give us a little more details about those events.
Sure. So, of the summer concert series, the Harvest Festival, which is our biggest event, in which we are going to hold on Sunday, October 21st this year, that usually brings around 1,500 people that come in. And we have pumpkin races, which are a big draw for all the kids. We'll have a band. We have lots of kid-friendly activities. We have rock climbing walls. We have a petting zoo. We have a bubble lady, tattoo artist. And I think this year we're going to work closely with Lunada Bay Elementary and kind of do the fifth grade fundraiser at the Harvest Festival. So we really kind of try and tie everybody in within the community. The market will do the food. Annie's and other little retailers will come out and set up booths so people can shop. But it's really a great event where everyone comes together. And like I said, we have more than 1,500 people who show up. So that's a lot. And then in December, we have Santa in the Park. Santa comes to visit. We have snow. You can go and sit with Santa and, you know, kind of tell him what's on your Christmas wish list. We have a train ride. We have a petting zoo at that event as well as some crafts. And we're going to look to maybe institute something in the spring, like a spring fling event around Easter time. So we have those, you know, events that we do for the community. But two other things that we're really working on at the moment is we have, and I don't know how familiar you are, Jackie, but we have trails all along the cliffs here. And
yes,
those trails
yes.
have not been maintained or manicured ever. So they're just really big dust balls that are full of weeds and overgrown grasses at different times of the year. So we have a subcommittee called Beautify Lunada Bay, and we're working on restoring those trails and putting in native plants and natural fauna and florals that will attract hummingbirds and butterflies. We're hoping to get the El Segundo blue butterfly back. You know, it helps to promote bees. And it's across, there's a small trail starting on, I think it's over by Via Anacapa, but then it goes around and there's a huge half an acre plot in front of the elementary school, and we're utilizing that as an outdoor learning classroom so the kids can just walk across the street and learn about the natural habitat and all the animals that come naturally. So we have
Are these trails, Kristen, part of the PV Land Conservancy network of trails, or is it something completely separate?
So that's a great question. We do actually work with the Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy. They're helping to guide us so that it's done correctly, and they have volunteers who come to help maintain the trails. But these are all parklands, so we've had to work closely with the city and the residents to get their kind of buy-off or approval, if you will, that we can, you know, go out and test out this one-acre plot and see what it looks like, how the plants take off, and how it's manicured. So we're working with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And then we have tons
of
volunteers. We have lots of volunteers who kind of help us with that whole process.
Oh, yeah, you can't get anything done without the volunteers.
What was the question?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you involved in these other activities and events?
I tried doing weeding one time. Barbara Ehler was telling me how to do the proper way to do weeding for a couple of hours one day in the hot sun. And then another time, my daughter Giovanna and I helped out with planting some of the native plants. We were told specifically how to do it, how not to do it, how much water. So if I ever get in the landscaping business, I now have some good training, solid. And also I learned how much I have to get in shape if I really wanted to do this type of work. I mean, the volunteers who helped out with this have done, a phenomenal job. It's not just the planning and the design, but it's also the sweat that some of these volunteers have done. And it's just, it's amazing. High school kids, elementary school kids, middle school kids. I think that a lot of the community has been involved. And then when they walk along these beautiful trails, there's a sense of accomplishment and a sense of, hey, I was involved in this as well. So I think that's really, really powerful.
Yeah, it's so much harder than you think. I'm a city kid and have no green thumb. And I'll never forget when my husband and I bought our first house and we were doing some gardening and he was like, let's weed. And I'm pulling stuff out. And he's like, those aren't weeds. Don't pull those out. I didn't know a weed from some exotic flower. So, yeah, no, that is a tremendous amount of work. And all of this is done. Now, tell me about funding. Because everything you're talking about doing, everything you're doing costs money. Is this mm-hmm. all strictly from your funds, donations? Do you get grants? Does the city or the state help out in any way?
Yeah, so we have both types of funding, grants, and then it is 100% donation-based funding. We've had fundraisers, a few fundraisers, actually. And so it's just members of the community saying, I think this is a great idea. We need to restore these trails so that, this is such a beautiful area. So people have donated a lot of money to kickstart this and get it off the ground. And then, yes, like you mentioned too, is grants that we've applied for and we've received.
Nice, nice. How many people live in Lunada Bay? How many people are in that community?
Oh, man. Rob, how many households do you think there are? What is it, 11,000? In Lunada Bay?
I think it's 30,000.
Not in Lunada Bay.
Not Lunada Bay. That's the hill, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the hill is 30,000.
Yeah.
I think closer
there's
to 7 or 8,000.
Correct. Yeah, I believe there's like 2,500 houses. So
about 7,000 people total, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. All right. That's a good size. That's a good size. And it sounds like everybody is helping out in whatever way they can to make all of this stuff happen. Now, I want to get back to the concert this Sunday. It's a family-friendly event. Picnicking is encouraged. Now, I've been to pretty much every local summer concert series, and the regular attendees, as one of you mentioned earlier, they're out there. Early. If the concert doesn't start until 5, mm-hmm. they're out there at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. They grab their prime viewing location. They bring out their chairs and their folding tables and the gourmet food and the linens. I was at the Point last week for their concert, and I saw these wine glass holders. It's like a metal rod that you stick in the grass.
Yes.
And it comes up, and there's a little holder, and I saw people had their wine glasses, and I'm like, wow, this is great. It's pretty cushy. We're not talking paper plates and red cups, right?
It's an elevated experience, Jackie.
It is. Now, so you suggest particularly for this concert, how early can you go and put down your chairs?
I'd get there by I would say get there by 4 or 4:30.
4 or 4:30.
If you think you're going to get there late and you're going to walk in, you know, like a Lakers game, you know, in the middle of the first quarter, and you're going to get parking and a good seat, you'll be sadly mistaken.
Yeah. What is the parking situation?
It's actually pretty good because you can park near the Lanada Bay Hardware Store, and it's a great Mexican restaurant, and then Lanada Bay Market. So there's parking there, and there's also parking on PV Drive. So
all right.
And there's also
all right.
parking underground, I think, around the hardware store. So there's if you get there by 4, obviously there'll be some good spots there. But later on, again, because this will probably be the biggest concert of the summer, if you arrive late, you have to have a good friend who will let you sit in his or her the blanket area.
Yes, share their space with you. Yeah. Okay, so Kristen, we always love giving shout outs to sponsors because without them, a lot of these events wouldn't take place. So, do you have some people that you wanna mention?
Absolutely. So, our sponsors this year are, and this one for tomorrow is Forum Law. And that's a local family. All these sponsors are local people who live in the community, which is so nice. So Forum Law, Tom and Loretta Mills, and then we had Dee Dee Sue for Keller Williams, Pacific Volkswagen, and Porsche of the South Bay are sponsors, as well as SCH&A Insurance Services. So we're always so fortunate that our sponsors for them, they want to give back to the community. A lot of times you hear people say, well, what's in it for me? But our sponsors always say, I live in this area. This is an amazing place. How can I help you? So sometimes we need, people on the ground, and sometimes we need money in our pocket to pull things off. So we're lucky that we have both.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so give us, as far as the Lanada Bay Homeowners Association, give us some contact information, website, phone numbers, Facebook page. Give us information so people that are listening, if they want to get involved, they know how to reach out.
Sure. So the website is lbhoa.org. And when you go on there, you can see, the concert schedule. We'll be posting about the Harvest Festival shortly. We have Beautify Lunada Bay on the homepage. And it also gives you an opportunity to donate to our cause if you'd like. We do ask that people give a $40 donation, and that's what helps us pull off all these things that we do in the community, Jackie.
Yeah, no, it takes a village. Absolutely, it takes a village. Now, is there anything else that we wanted to touch on that we did?
Well, just, we have two other things that we're going to be working on within the community, and one of them is going to be located in a spot
Robert.
Where we can...
Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, I don't know what happened there. Sounds like everybody
can you hear me,
just...
Jackie?
Went away. Okay. Anyway,
I'm here.
I got to wrap it up anyway.
Jackie,
another hour flew by just like that. Kristen Sweet Bakarik and Robert Wynn. Want to thank them for joining me this morning. All right, everybody, this Sunday, July 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m., Hollywood U2 will be playing at Lunada Bay Park. For additional information, you can visit the website at lbhoa.org. That's Lunada Bay Homeowners Association, lbhoa.org. Lunada Bay Park is located at 2201 Palos Verdes Drive West in Palos Verdes Estates. It's near Palos Verdes Drive West and Via Carrillo. We hope to see everybody there. That's our show, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. We're going to be talking about a new venture, Manhattan Beach Food Tours, one of my favorite subjects. So anyway, thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Jackie. Rob?